friends, it's Saturday morning. I'm so excited for today's adventure. Parents, if we haven't met, my name's Mr. Jim, and I am a dad of three little ones, and so I totally understand how the screen time can get a little crazy sometimes, but I am so committed this summer and just always to providing you guys with amazing audio stories that you can listen to, and it helps create creativity and inspire their imagination. Well, today's story comes to us from Aaron and Eden. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Aaron and Eden both lived on a farm and loved driving the tractors. They had some really special tractors with all kinds of really important jobs. Some of them were combine harvesters that would, you know, harvest all the crops in the field, or some tractors had big diggers and shovels on the front of them so that they could dig big holes or pull things that maybe got stuck in the mud. Well, Aaron and Eden had been training for a very long time on these tractors and had gotten very good at them. Today, it was Aaron's job to take the tractors out on the field and to get the fields ready for them to sow the seeds. Eden was going to sow the seeds later, but Aaron had to get the dirt all nice and ready for the seeds. Yeah, because did you know that it's important to till the dirt and to mix up the dirt before you lay the seeds down? Yeah, so there's special tractors that do that so that we don't get super dirty. Because a long time ago, people used to use their hands and shovels and things that they would pull, and it would get really messy and dirty, which can be fun. But Aaron liked to use the tractors because it would keep his hands clean, well, for the most part. But you still had to get dirty as a farmer. But Aaron went over to the barn to get one of the tractors that had all the right equipment that he needed. And as he sat up on the tractor and fired it up and turned the key, it made a weird sound. Click, click, click. And he tried again. He turned the key. Click, click, click. What the? That is strange. This tractor always works. Hey, Eden, do you know if there's anything wrong with this tractor? Aaron shouted. No, I don't think so. I just used that tractor the other day and it worked just fine. Just make sure that it's not out of gas. Okay, they checked the fuel and yeah, it had enough diesel in there. Strange. All right. Let's check it out and see if anything is going on inside by the engine. So Aaron lifted it up and took a look at the engine and... Wait a second. It's missing a belt. And look at the fuel injector. It looks like someone took some of the tubing. What? Ha! Eden! Eden, come over here. Aaron began to show Eden all that was missing from the tractor. He pointed out one of the belts and some of the tubings where the fuel would go. They were just gone. That is really weird, Eden said. Like, just the other day, I used this tractor and I put it back and I promise I didn't take any of that stuff. Oh no, we have a crook in our farm. Someone has stolen these things. Are you serious? Aaron couldn't believe it. Who would take these parts out of our tractor? That's so weird. All right, we've got to start looking around. Aaron and Eden spent the rest of the day looking everywhere, but they couldn't find any of the things that were missing. The belt and those tubes. All right, I don't know where in the world we're supposed to look, but... it doesn't even look like there's any fingerprints here. But, wait, oh, look at that! Aaron had found something that looked like teeth marks near where the belt was supposed to be attached. It looked like something had bit.
Whoa, I think we have some kind of animal problem. Yep, yeah, look at that. There were teeth marks right where the belt is supposed to sit.
So that must mean we have a mouse problem or a rat problem or some kind of creature must have taken this stuff. We gotta start looking around.
Aaron and Eden began to investigate all over the barn for some kind of clue or, you know, what kind of animal creature would take this stuff? They weren't getting anywhere. And then all of a sudden, Eden walked outside.
Hey, Aaron, I'm gonna run back to the house real quick. I'm getting kind of hungry. And do you want me to make you some lunch?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, I'll be back in like 10 minutes.
As Eden jogged over back to the house, he looked up in the trees and saw something he couldn't believe.
What is... Aaron, get over here. Eden, what's going on? Look up in that tree.
As they looked up in the tree, their belt and tubes were hanging from the tree, from one tree to the next. It looked like someone had made a bridge connecting the trees.
What? Hey, there, it's a squirrel. Look, look, look.
Eden looked up, and sure enough, there were squirrels in that tree running across their newly made bridge.
Hey, Mr. Squirrel! Hey, you, come here. maybe try squeaking like a squirrel.
Aaron started to try and talk like a squirrel, and it seemed to work. One of the squirrels ran over, and he said,
Hello, what seems to be the problem?
Oh, hello, Mr. Squirrel. Well, you see, those things that you were running across on those trees, that's actually ours. Like, I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but somebody took those things from our tractor. And we need it back, or else our tractor isn't going to work.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. You see, we had a really big emergency where we had to take all of our baby squirrels from one nest to another one.
You had to, oh my goodness.
You see, the squirrel began to explain that they had a nest in one tree and they were afraid that the tractors were gonna knock down that tree. And so they had to move all their babies over to a different tree that was gonna be safe. And so Aaron and Eden began to explain to the squirrel why they didn't need to worry.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry that we scared you, but we're not knocking that tree over, so your babies can stay in either tree. Don't worry.
Oh, that makes me so relieved. All right, well, we're very sorry for stealing the things. We just didn't know of a better way how to move our babies from one tree to the next.
Yeah, well, yeah, we definitely need those things back, but you can finish using them, and then when you're done moving whatever you need to move, then can you bring those things back down to the ground so we can put them back on the tractor?
Absolutely.
So that was the day that Eden made a special friend, one that Aaron had never thought would be a special friend of theirs. But they both made special friends with the squirrels. And not only did they help the squirrels move their babies around, but they also helped the squirrels feel a lot better knowing that their home was not going to be destroyed in their tree. And so it was only about maybe 20 more minutes when the squirrels were done doing what they needed and they dropped the belt and the tubing back down to the ground. Eden grabbed the belt and Aaron grabbed the tubes and they ran back over the tractor and hooked it all back up and turned the key and
It's working! Awesome! All right, well, I'm going to get back to the job of getting the soil ready, Aaron said. And then I guess we are running behind schedule. So Eden, eat your lunch really quick, and then you got to get ready to put the seeds down before it gets too dark. All right, let's get to work. And the rest of the day, Aaron and Eden accomplished all their goals. They got the soil ready, and they planted all the seeds. What a crazy adventure on the farm. Who would have thought that squirrels might take some of the most important pieces of a tractor? We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories Premium. Bye! Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Kavya from India, Connor and Michaela from Sydney, Australia, Rivka and Jimmy from New York, Aria from San Francisco, California, Leela and Honora from San Diego, California, and Lila, Ellie, and Milo from Land O'Lakes, Florida. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our Undercover Spy Kid team. Well, today is a great day for imagination, and so I hope you go create and build something right now. You guys have a super duper day, and we'll see you on the next adventure. Bye!